A new medication-assisted addiction treatment clinic called Ideal Option opened in Juneau, and it's different from many of the other treatment facilities in town. For one, it's a for-profit model and advertised aggressively on Instagram and Facebook prior to opening. Ideal Option doesn't currently offer in-house counseling, and that has some in Juneau's addiction treatment community worried. KTOO's Kavitha George has more.
The existing addiction treatment facilities in Juneau feel encouraged that Ideal Option is here to help tackle the problem of substance abuse.
The addiction problem we have is significant, and having multiple providers in our community like we already do is essential to ensuring that people get served and people have options.
That's Bradley Grigg, Chief Behavioral Health Officer at Bartlett Regional Hospital. Ideal Option in Juneau is part of a chain of medication-assisted treatment clinics. There are more than 50 locations in the lower 48, as well as branches in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kenai, and Wasilla. The Juneau facility offers a wide range of treatment services, but currently does not offer in-house counseling. Counseling is not a mandated part of treatment. Addiction specialists say it's best to start a new patient on medication, even if they don't want counseling, and hopefully add it in later. But Grigg and other health experts say it is an essential part of helping facilitate recovery. Jeff Allgaier is the CEO of Ideal Option. He recognizes that there's suspicion around medication-assisted treatment, that it just replaces one drug with another, as in the case of Suboxone treatment for opioid addiction. But, he says, Ideal Option clinics follow the most up-to-date practices of his profession.
Our goal has always been to try to follow the most up-to-date evidence-based guideline and not sway from it.
And at their clinic near Nugget Mall, Ideal Option staff seem eager to start helping Junoites struggling with addiction. Sarah Martin works there as a medical assistant. She moved from Kenai to help open the Juno clinic.
The company in general, it's just what they're doing is just amazing. And I love it. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go open this clinic. Yeah, I want to go work in this clinic just because new patients are my favorite. I love getting people in. I know that sounds weird, but I just love when they come in because they're the excitement of I want to get better. And we can offer that for them.
In addition to individualized medicated treatment, CEO Allgaier says every Ideal Option location offers case management services to help patients with things like finding legal services, housing, and employment. As far as counseling goes, Ideal Option clinics in other states have integrated departments they call Ideal Balance to provide behavioral health services, and they're working with the state to bring that to Alaska. Here's Allgaier again.
If I could add it tomorrow, I would, but there are hoops that you have to go through.
The process of licensing an in-house counseling agency could take 2 to 6 months. In the meantime, the clinic is referring patients out to the community for counseling. But this approach has other providers in Juneau concerned. Registered nurse Claire Suzanne Geltoff says that it's a big ask to send someone struggling with addiction to a second appointment for counseling.
It seems like very fragmented care. I think it's in the client's best interest to kind of receive a robust model under one roof, if possible, like many other options are in Juneau.
Geltoff organizes regular meetings for the multiple addiction treatment facilities in town. Despite her reservations, she says she's still looking forward to building a relationship with Ideal Option. Other providers in town have also expressed plans to reach out to Ideal Option to collaborate in addressing Juneau's opioid crisis. In Juneau, I'm Kavitha George.